Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This story is obviously a national story, an international story, and it keeps getting more interesting. Mark Remillard from ABC News is on the line with us to talk about this. Mark, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
So do I have it right? I mean, is it the idea that they essentially hacked Wikipedia by using the fact that anyone can hack Wikipedia?
Yeah, they kind of took advantage of it, basically, is what they ended up doing. It was really the ad company that North Face employs, but presumably they had some knowledge of this project ongoing. But basically, you exactly what you described. They realized that when you go to Google and you search for a place or search for virtually anything, a lot of the times the top image on the image tab comes from Wikipedia. So in a clever marketing campaign, they decided, let's send people to these various locations where someone might be looking to go, which would require outdoor products, outdoor gear, and subtly put our logo right in the photo. And, the interesting thing about this is that we wouldn't really know that this had occurred had it not been for the marketing company that put this together, essentially putting together a video bragging about how they did it, or seeming to brag about how they did it. They said in there, we paid nothing to get this done. We quote-unquote hacked the search rankings using Wikipedia. So incredibly, this was a very covert thing that occurred and very cunning and creative. But here we are. We know about it because they put up a video.
Yeah, it's amazing to me because they talk about it's never been done before. Look what we did. We were able to use a free site. We didn't have to spend anything. We collaborated with Wikipedia, but then they also admitted that they were really trying to manipulate. They were, going out of their way to make sure that the editors and different people at Wikipedia were not paying attention to this. I mean, this was a really interesting campaign, innovative for sure, but one that just a lot of alarm bells about what we can trust and what we can't on the internet.
Exactly, and that's the point that Wikimedia, which is the organization overseeing Wikipedia, said they were clearly not happy that this had occurred, and that it certainly they had missed it. But with it was a pretty well thought out campaign that it's maybe a bit understandable that Wikimedia didn't really expect something like this to occur. But nevertheless, they essentially likened it to public defacing of public property, essentially, as we all contribute to these kinds of articles, as a collective community, and to take advantage of that and to use it for commercial gain on a nonprofit website and foundation that runs Wikipedia, they were really very not happy about that. And there was really little they could do. I mean, they said they banned the accounts that posted it and made the changes. And they took down the photos, or they cropped the photos to take out the North Face logo that were in there. So, there really wasn't that much they could do. It doesn't seem that they've broken any laws by doing this. They just violated the terms of Wikipedia. But the public backlash or the public reception of this is maybe where it counts, and that's why North Face is apologizing for it. But it's an interesting story, nevertheless, and it's an interesting marketing tactic. It's not the most transparent and seemingly ethical way to do it, but it seems effective.
Right, and ethical, you nailed it, because that's I think, where we're at when it comes to the public, is this concept that we have to believe something, right? When we're typing up in our Google search terms and we get to a Wikipedia page, which is supposed to be the encyclopedia basic level of what we're trying to search for, if that's compromised, if that's manipulated by people who are doing what they can to get their product in front of the actual information or to distort the information, that's a dire outlook at the future of how we use the internet.
But to that exact point, this is one example of what's been occurring for years on the internet. Look at what happened in the 2016 election. People looking on Twitter and seeing headlines that were completely bogus, but if you don't, and believing it and taking that for fact and not looking at, well, who's saying that or where did it come from? You know, with the ability for everyone to contribute online, it's a wonderful thing in many ways, but you also get these kinds of things where someone takes advantage of the system, and that's where I think you see the manipulation in the 2016 election, or you see the manipulation of Wikipedia for a commercial gain. Then, you know, you go to social media, look at Instagram or YouTube. Many of these popular creators in there, you know, they do product placements. Sometimes it's not always clear that they were paid in their Instagram post per se. They could be sitting there with a beverage and, you know, you're just seeing a nice, cool-looking photo of someone that you would maybe admire or like without realizing that they're doing that because they got paid for it. And, you know, so there's a level of transparency. It's not always easy to know. And this is a great example of a very, you know, underhanded campaign that exposed the North Face brand to potentially millions of people without paying a cent for it, and nobody really knew that that's what was happening.
And that's why this is a big story, and that you're covering it at ABC News and others, is that it really does. There's this concept at Wikipedia, and in some way, the Google search, which, you know, there's all sorts mm-hmm. of questions about that, but that it has to be part of the public good. It has to be almost a public space. And you can't have companies in this free market that are willing to and directly trying to manipulate that space. That's what's happening, though. And it's to act as if, that, like you said, that this is isolated. It's not. And we see it, whether it be for politics or political gain, but we also see it as, you know, any sort of private company that's trying to get their product in front of eyeballs. They will do whatever it takes to mess with what everybody believes to be objective, fair, and the public good.
Yeah, and you know, we are exposed to ads in so many different ways constantly, and that, you know, the more you can shroud an advertisement without making it look like an ad, you know, that can be beneficial in some ways. You know, so you go onto Wikipedia, you're not looking for a North Face ad, but the next time you were exposed to it, and the next time you're thinking about buying some outdoor products, there you go. Maybe that's top of mind for you. And so our attention as consumers is very, very, I think, important, you know, for so many businesses, because we have so much exposure to many different things all day, every day, whether you're walking down the street or whether you're on your phone. And so you're right. There is this intense competition to get in front of people and get their attention. The question is how you do that and how you do it so that you may not end up with, you know, what North Face is having to do is to apologize for it. You know, the company did apologize, worth mentioning, obviously, that they did. I had not heard, you know, whether they have actually terminated their association with this ad agency. They said that they've ended the campaign, that they're not going to go out there to try and, you know, do this kind of thing anymore, manipulate Wikipedia, that kind of thing. They said they're done doing that, but they didn't say we're not working with that. We've severed our ties with the ad agency.
I wonder at the end of the day what the punishment and consequences for these companies that do run amok of ethical standards or possibly mess with what we're talking about, quote unquote, to be the public space or the public good. Does the government have to get involved at some point to make sure that these companies, these private companies, don't do this kind of thing? You kind of see it playing out in Congress when it came to the 2016 election. But are there other plans in place that would be to sort of protect places like Wikipedia from this kind of activity?
I don't know. I think your guess is as good as mine. I think that's part of the frontier that we face right now, is the question of how do you control this, you know, without stifling what, you know, is the wonderful thing about the internet, is that it is open to people and that it is open for, you know, those who have access, because not all the world has access yet, but those that do, for their ability to contribute. And, you know, how you maintain that with, you know, with some sense of, well, how can we trust anything if that's the case? Right. Because anybody could do anything. You know, well, I think that's kind of that's the tipping of the scales that we're in right now. And I think that this is just, as you mentioned, another example of what we really came to learn, you know, in the 2016 election, I think, which showed the manipulative power of it and how easy it is to, you know, really, really sometimes through sophisticated campaigns, skew people's vision of the world or what reality is in many ways sometimes. And it is concerning, but, you know, I don't presume to know what the answer
is.
Yeah,
right. Mark Remillard, he's a New York correspondent for ABC News. He's covering the North Face scandal. Mark, thanks for joining us, as always.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.